I thank you for getting to be here today. Today being the first Sunday in the month of March 2025, we start a lesson number 8 today, and this in our series of Walking Wisely in a Foolish World. The lesson today is entitled, The Wisdom of a Humble Heart. The Wisdom of a Humble Heart. I want us to look at this lesson today. We'll be all throughout the book of Proverbs again. We'll be looking at this. But I want it to be a help to you. I want it to be a blessing to you. I want to remind you also, next Sunday morning, Brother Dan DeLong from BIMI Missions will be here to speak Sunday evening. He's speaking in our church Sunday night. And Pastor asked while he was here on Sunday morning, would it be okay for him to teach in here or tell about his ministries and stuff? So he's going to be in here in our class next Sunday morning. I want you to be here. Next Sunday is Donut Sunday. We'll make him feel like he's special, okay? All right? We'll have donuts and everything. But you be praying for him as he comes in. And pray that God will bless him and use him in a great and mighty way, okay? All right? Ted, good to see you today, buddy. Thank you for coming today. Amen. This is Ted Bauer. Visited with him this week. And thank you for getting to come today, brother. Appreciate you coming. All right. Somebody make sure he gets a bulletin there and everything for Sunday school, okay, if you would. All right. All right. All right. Let's look at the lesson today. The lesson is entitled, The Wisdom of a Humble Heart. I want us to look at the theme verses today for the lesson. It's found in Proverbs chapter number 11, verse 2. And the Bible said, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. Now I want to ask you this question today. How is your attitude today toward your service for the Lord? Boy, you know what? Our world today, especially the religious world, is filled, it seemed like, with all sorts of pride. All kinds of things going on, bragging about men and things like this. But listen, everything we have today, we owe to the Lord God. Everything we have today, we owe to God. And I'm thankful for that. God's Word has a lot to say regarding the subject of pride. Of pride. And God used His servant Solomon here to get these great truths to us so that we could understand the difference between pride and humility. I want you to look at a verse today in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 13. The Holy Spirit of God stirred Solomon to write these words. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. If you'll remember, folks, it was pride that brought Lucifer down. Oh, pride. And in the middle of that word, pride, is the one letter, I. I will exalt myself above God. I will exalt my throne above the God of heaven. And Satan had a problem with his pride. But if you'll notice, the middle letter of the word sin is what? It's I. And that's what gets us in so much trouble today. I. Look at Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 10. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 10. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Boy, that's a good verse to remember. And then go over a couple chapters to Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter number 16, look at verse number 18. Proverbs 16, 18. Solomon also observed here the fact that pride goeth before destruction. Let me say it again. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Boy, that's something we need to remember today. But I want you to look at Proverbs chapter 29, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 13. And look at what the Bible said here. Solomon wrote these words. He said, the poor and the deceitful man meet together. the Lord lighteneth both their eyes. You know what? Had it not been for the Lord Jesus Christ, boy, where would you and I be today? And we need to be humble about this thing. It's not our pride that brought us up. I hear folks say, well, I brought myself up by my bootstraps and I've done this and I've done that. You know what? You may have done a lot of good things, but you'd never get yourself into heaven. You'll never get yourself right with God. It took a loving Savior to do that. And folks, we see that God's desire is for everyone to see the wisdom of a humble heart. A humble heart. And this verse shows us that God enlightens both those that are poor and needy, just as He equally enlightens those who may be rich and deceitful. He enlightens the eyes, the heart, and He sets light in our dark world of wisdom, of sinfulness. And so wisdom is therefore a matter of choice. We choose to have God's wisdom or we choose not to have it. We can live in our own wisdom. We can do all kinds of things that, man, it just looks like we are so wonderful. But you know what? We foul up things pretty quickly, don't we? And you know what? We need God's wisdom. And James wrote this. You remember James wrote in James chapter 1, verse number 5. He said, if any of you, that means anybody, young, old, rich, poor, don't matter what skin color you is, doesn't matter what your bank account is, doesn't matter how smart you are, how dumb you may feel sometimes, it doesn't matter what your background is, what country you're from, where you grew up, anything. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, generously, without limit. That's what he's saying, okay? And look at this. And he upbraideth not. In other words, God doesn't get mad when you ask for wisdom. All right? I remember with our children, sometimes they would come and say, Daddy, how you do this? I've told you 100 times. I know, but I keep forgetting. Well, figure it out. You know. Do we do that? I've done it many times. You probably have done that. But you know what? God never gets upset when we ask for wisdom. He never gets upset about it. And he said, he upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. So today we need to understand that wisdom comes from God. And the wisdom of a humble heart is something that we each and everyone need. So I want us to look at that today. I'm going to skip over the rest of my intro. I want to get into the lesson today. And we look at this thing. Point number one, I want you to see this. I want you to see God's attitude toward pride and humility. God's attitude toward pride and humility. In the book of James, chapter 1, if you'll turn there in the Bible, it's in the New Testament book of James, chapter 1, verse 22. James here challenges his readers to be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. We need to be doers of the word, not just hearers of it, but we need to be doers of the word. And later he wrote in the last part of chapter 4, verse 6, the book of James, chapter 4, verse 6, he said that God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Boy, aren't you glad for that today? Amen. I'm glad that God gives grace. Sin greatly abounds all in our world, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Let me take a parenthesis right here. Say time out, parenthesis. And I'm looking over here at Bob Imler, and I want you to be praying for Brother Bob. He has to have 2 stents put in on Friday, right? In his heart. All right? And he's got that procedure going on in Hanover, correct? Friday sometime. We don't know yet what time, but be praying for him as he has these procedures done. Didn't know he had the situation until he went and got it checked out this week. And he's got to have 2 stents put in. So keep him in your prayers, all right? All right, now we close the parenthesis and we go back here. All right. As my mind catches it, I got to hold it, okay? As long as I can hold it and get it out for you, all right? If I don't, it's gone. So let me ask you today, what is God's attitude toward pride and humility? Number one, I want you to see this. Number one, God hates pride. God hates pride. Solomon wrote about this in Proverbs chapter number 6. And if we go back to Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, I hear the pages of your Bibles turning. That's exciting. Amen. We're having Sunday school. We're in Bible class. Amen. And you are learning something, I hope, today. But Proverbs chapter number 6, verses 16 through 19. Solomon writes this. He says, "These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him." And look what he says the very first thing is. A proud look. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Boy, those are seven things that God hates. But the first thing he mentions here is that proud look. These six things. That number six represents man and the ways of man, how the natural man receiveth not the things of God. Boy, we get so full of pride, don't we? My goodness. But then Solomon wrote, "Yea, seven are an abomination unto him." That number seven reminds us that God is holy. God is holy. And it's showing us also just how unholy you and I, sinful men, truly are in the eyes of God. We're very unholy. No wonder the psalmist wrote over in Psalm chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. He wrote these words. He said, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There's none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They're all gone aside. They're all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Amen. That's what the Bible said. That's where we get from the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 10, where Paul wrote and he said, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." What was Paul doing? He was quoting the scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures. People today say, "Oh, that's the Old Testament. That's not important." It's still the Word of God. Amen. And you know what? The Word of God is the Word of God. All scripture is inspired of God. And we need to remember it. This is where we talked from. Romans chapter 3 tells us why there is none righteous. Why is there none righteous? No, not one. Because the Bible said in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God." So in each of these seven sins listed they're wicked in the sight of God. And pride appears at the very top of the list in God's book. Now there are also instances here in chapter 6 of Proverbs that Solomon uses the word pride or proud in a positive way. He does use it in a positive way. But here, Solomon is reflecting upon that sense of self-exaltation. People want to exalt themselves above God. And that's exactly what Satan did when he was there in heaven. He tried to exalt his throne above the throne of God. He tried to exalt himself above God. And if you'll look in Proverbs chapter 30, verse number 13, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 13, Solomon sums it all up pretty good here. He said this. He said, "There is a generation," and boy, are we seeing that generation today. "There is a generation. Oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up." What is he saying? Solomon wants his son here to know just how much God hates sinful pride. Boy, they've lifted their eyes up. They're above everyone else. And folks, you know what? The ground where you and I walk on today is all level at the foot of the cross. The Lord God can fix all that. if somebody will just be willing to trust Him. Proverbs chapter 16. I'm giving you a lot of verses today. I think I've put them in your bulletin, but I want you to make sure you got them. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 5 says, "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord." Now we see all these folks in Washington, D.C., and they all gather hands and they sing Kumbaya and all this other stuff. But I want you to think about that when you read this verse. "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished." Boy, God punishes sin. And we need to see that today. Go back one chapter to Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 25. Solomon writes these words. He says, "The Lord shall destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow." You know what? There were many widows in that day that were left with nobody to help them, nothing to help them. And they were humble of heart, and they were looked down upon. And God said, "Listen, I'll tear down the strong. I'll tear down the proud. I'll destroy the proud. But I'll establish the border of that widow. I'll take care of them." You see where God is coming from here? He hates pride. And we've got to go back and understand that it was pride that caused sin to be found in Lucifer. And if you want to go back and look up those verses about that, I'll give you these two references, okay? First off, you can look in Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 17. And then you can look in Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 11 through 19. And this is talking about the pride of Satan. It was pride that caused Adam and Eve to disobey God in the Garden of Eden, was it not? Oh, Satan told them a lie there in Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. And he said, "Oh, if you'll eat this fruit, man, your eyes will be open. You'll be as wise as gods." Boy, God doesn't know what he's talking about. You're not going to surely die. You see, the devil mixes lies and truth, and he gets to where we lift up ourselves and we think, boy, we are just something when we're really nothing. And we need to understand where pride comes from and why God hates it. It was pride. Think about it now. It was pride that caused Cain to disobey God in his sacrifice that he offered unto God. And then to later rise up against his own flesh and blood brother and kill him because he would not go along with his wicked ways. You think about that. Pride caused all these problems. Oh, pride. Can you see and understand why God hates pride today? Do you see why God wants us to understand that we need to have a humble heart today? Do you see that today? We need to understand it. And while God hates pride, I want you to understand something. God honors humility. He honors humility. Now, you say, "Preacher, where is that found?" Well, go over to Proverbs chapter 11, just a moment. Proverbs chapter number 11. And if you look at verse number 2, Solomon here assures his son that God will honor the humble in heart. Look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 2. "When pride cometh, then cometh shame." And let me just say this today. As we start a new year and we come into this year, you know they always have a month that they celebrate Pride Month. And that month is not something to be proud of. That is something to be ashamed of today. Folks, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves for letting that stuff happen. There is no shame in sin, it seems, anymore. Folks have gotten so bold in their sin. They don't care if it hurts the heart of God. They don't care what it does to society. They want to take pride in sin. But God's Word says here that when pride cometh, then cometh shame. But look at the last part of the verse. "But with the lowly is wisdom." That word lowly conveys a sense of meekness. and it identifies what God requires of His servants. God's servants are to be lowly of heart. Do you remember when the angel told Mary that she had been highly favored of God and she was going to bring the Son of God into this earth? And she exclaimed how that God had exalted the lowly maid, her as a lowly maid, the lowly in heart. Listen, this word lowly conveys that sense of meekness and humbleness, and it identifies what God requires of His servants. Turn over to the book of Micah in the Old Testament, the book of Micah, chapter number 6, verse number 8. Micah chapter 6, verse number 8. The Bible said, He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and what? To walk humbly with thy God. Folks, we need to remember who we are. We didn't lift up ourselves and exalt ourselves to be able to go to heaven. God reached further down than you and I could ever reach up. Amen? And He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for those who are wicked and already on their way to a devil's hell. And folks, that ought to just thrill our hearts that God, in spite of our sin, would still love us enough to send His Son Jesus to pay the debt that we owe for our sin. Amen. So here in these verses, Solomon assures his son that God honors the humble in heart. But secondly, I want you to see this. God also used two other words for humility in His word here. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 19, He said this, "Better is it to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." You know why? Because God will be with the lowly. Look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse 12. Proverbs 11, 12. "He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor." In other words, you're not a smart man if you despise your neighbor. "But a man of understanding holdeth his peace." And in these verses, God is conveying here, He's referring not only to a man's behavior in the way that he does things, but He's referring to his character as well. Listen, pride is not going to give you a very good character. It'll make you a character, but that's not the kind of character you want to be. And listen, I'm thankful. You know, our present administration, our new president, in his first realm, he was so full of pride. I wish he'd just shut up sometimes and not said anything that he said. Oh, my soul. I'd say, "Man, you got a good idea, but hush. Be quiet. Don't say that. Don't." Was it Abraham Lincoln that said, "It's better to think people, to let people just think that you're a fool, than to open your mouth and remove all doubt"? Okay? All right? And boy, in that first reign, he showed that he was very full of pride. But you know what? In this second reign that he's got right now, it seems like he's got a more humble spirit about him. It seems like he's seeking the wisdom of others and even seeking the wisdom of God. And I hope he will seek the wisdom of the true and living God and not some other prideful God. But folks, we need to pray for a humble spirit. God gives wisdom to the lowly, and He gives help to those. Better is it to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 12. We just looked at this. "A man of understanding holdeth his peace." You know what? Sometimes we just have to hush our mouths and let God do the work, do we not? We just have to let God do the work. Let me show you a third way today that Solomon talks about being humble. And it's found in Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 3. Look at Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 3. And here I can see Solomon doing this. As a father, I can see him urging his son. And he's trying to tell him, "Son, do this now, my son. And deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go, humble thyself, and make sure thy friend. Boy, you need to keep yourself humble. We see and we understand here that while God condemns pride, he commends the humble. Look again at Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 4. Proverbs 22, verse number 4. The Bible said here, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. When we trust God, we humble ourselves before him. We depend upon him. He humbles us, but he gives his riches. And you know what? The riches that God gives is not always financial riches. Man, I consider myself to be one of the richest men in this world in all that God has blessed me with. I don't have a lot of things. I don't have a lot of money for sure. But you know what? In the end, that's not what's going to count. I want to know that I've done what God said do. When I take Precious out in the morning, I'll say, now, sweetheart, get over here and do your business. Do your business. Stop sniffing the rabbit trails, okay? Stop sniffing where the deer have been. And she gets out there and then she wants to roll around and stuff, okay? All right. And I'm pulling back on the leash. I'm saying, get over here and do what you got to do. And she looks at me and she'll go over there and do her business. And I'd say, good girl. Precious is a good girl. Good girl. And she'll come over there and lick my hand. And you know what? All I did was said, good girl. You're a good girl. And you know what? I got to think about that this morning. It was cold out there this morning. I think it was 16 degrees. And I took her out and I was ready to get inside. And she's out there sniffing everywhere. And I gave her that little saying, good girl. Precious is such a good girl. And she just pranced over to another spot and did the rest of her business there. And I got to thinking, you know what? When I stand before God in heaven, all I want, number one, in the addition to being in heaven with him, all I want to hear him say is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. There's no other thing I want or need in heaven but to be in his presence and to hear him say, well done, you've been faithful. You didn't chase a rabbit trail somewhere. You didn't get distracted by the devil. You are faithful. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. So by humility and fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Go over to the very first chapter in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter number 1 and verse number 7. We see here that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Are we not seeing that in our world today? They don't want wisdom. They don't want instruction. They don't want truth. And they're bringing the wrath of God down upon them in the midst of all this. In Proverbs chapter 9, Solomon also observed that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's not only the beginning of knowledge, but it's the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. And the knowledge of the holy, when you come to know God and you understand how that he loves you and how you're supposed to live, the understanding, the knowledge of the holy is understanding. We understand some things we didn't used to understand. He gives us understanding. When everybody else is panicking in this world and saying, oh, it's such a bad thing. I told somebody this the other day. Oh, it's just coming to a bad thing. And I'm talking about a Christian now. Somebody that claims to know Christ. And they're, oh, man, it's just terrible. Our world's just going bad. And I don't know what we're going to do. I said, we're going to go back to the Bible where Jesus said, all these things must come to pass. Before he can come back, it has to get like this. And we're seeing it happen. And folks, this ought to be motivation for us to want to live for God and to serve him and to stay humble before him in all that we do. Why? Because today could be the day that Jesus comes back again. And you know what? If he doesn't come today, I'm still going to look for him tomorrow. I'm going to look for him no matter what happens. So here we see that God indeed honors humility. And humility is here. linked with wisdom and understanding in those that have a proper knowledge of God and of who He is. And you know what? God not only blesses a person with wisdom, but He blesses them with a humble spirit within them. He blesses them with a humble spirit. We understand that, listen, I can't handle these issues. I can't handle all these problems. But God can. And if we will humble ourselves and see what He wants to do for us, then God can bless us. All the wisdom of a holy, humbled heart. Amen? Amen. Now, we see here what God thinks about pride and humility. But Sunday after next, when you come back, Brother DeLong will be here next week, and I'll bring the rest of this to you. But I want you to see man's attitude toward pride and humility and where we need to be in our service unto the Lord. If we don't humble ourselves and pray and seek His face and turn our hearts from sin and do what God said do, folks, God cannot bless us like we need to be blessed. And I want to be blessed of God, don't you? I want us to be used of God in a great and mighty way. So be back here for the next week. All right, let's pray and we'll be dismissed this morning. Father, I really did try, Father. I surely thought I was going to get this done today, but God, there's so much here that we need to see and understand in Your Word. And Lord, I want Your people, God, today to be equipped with verses and passages of Scripture that they can take and hold on to, Lord, to know that when the devil tempts us to be full of pride and arrogance and the evil way, God, we can truly be humble because that's what You said You would bless. Help us, Lord, to have a humble heart, a humble spirit in all that we do and say. Bless us now, Lord, as we go into the service. I pray, dear God, for all those folks in our church that are sick. Lord, for Brother Roy Lester this morning over in the hospital. Continue, Lord, to bless him. Brother Dave White and some of these others, Lord, that we know that are sick. I pray, dear God, You'll continue to bless them, strengthen them, get them well so that they can be back with us again soon. Bless our pastor now as he stands to preach. And we'll thank You, Lord, for what You do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Love you today.